This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Chris Morrow. Well, less than a week after Willie Hines, the head of the Wisconsin Housing Authority, announced his intent to retire, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development revealed they wrote a letter that was scathing to Milwaukee's embattled housing authority. The letter was written back in October, but not made public until earlier this week when the board held its annual meeting. HUD visited Hackam sites and reviewed financial records back in August, finding the board was unable to meet its oversight role. The letter went on to say that management is not providing high-quality public housing, accurate financial reporting, or compliance with HUD programs. Many residents involved with the program seem excited to see change now that Hines is retiring. Well, we know it was cold yesterday, temperatures in the single digits all day. That's why classes at Pius High School in Milwaukee were canceled. The building had no heat. They didn't do virtual learning either. Looks like things are repaired and classes scheduled to be back on today at Pius. If you're a fan of the big hair bands of the 80s and 90s, Summerfest and Ticketmaster announced yesterday that Def Leppard will headline at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater at Summerfest on June 19th. Tesla will be the opening act. More bands being announced each week for Summerfest and on these cold days, kind of fun to think ahead. And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services. Specifically, the money is there to help the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models for the services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 School-Based Mental Health Professionals Grant Program. It should last for 5 years. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, one of 22 grant recipients across the country. That's a check of news on 540 WAUK. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tapped to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 25 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. Rain will continue through tomorrow night, too, with a quarter inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, right around 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.